This Hindu temple in Singaraja, Bali, was broken into last April. 12 figurines of Hindu gods and goddesses, a dagger, and 2 silver plates were stolen. The thieves were eventually caught, but the items were never recovered.
Jadi secara moral kita merasa kehilangan gitu ya, bahwa apa yang sudah kita dari dulu kita wariskan ke generasi sekarang ternyata itu hilang begitu saja.
Such theft is not uncommon in Bali, Indonesia. As a Hindu majority population, there's a temple in every village and a shrine in almost every household. Some of the religious artifacts in these temples can fetch up to thousands of dollars. But it is their historical and religious significance that makes them priceless.
Bagi orang Bali, benda sakral ini sebuah benda yang sudah dimuliakan, disucikan dengan upacara, sehingga dihormati. Gitu. Dihormati dan dalam kapasitas tertentu sudah dianggap memiliki roh. Gitu ya. Sudah dianggap memiliki roh yang bisa mengayomi masyarakat.
And because these objects are considered sacred, elaborate cleansing rituals have to be performed to appease the spirits when they are stolen. The objects must then be replaced with new ones, a process that involves even more elaborate rituals.
Nah, sebenarnya nilai pertimbangannya itu lebih kepada sakral yang tinggi, bukan nilai fisiknya. Walaupun berisi itu ada emas, ada permata gitu ya. Kalau itu sampai tercuri, misalnya dibongkar, digembokannya, dicari emasnya yang mungkin harganya, mohon maaf misalnya 1-10 juta misalnya. Padahal upacaranya itu bisa ratusan juta, bahkan miliaran.
Some of these artifacts could well be hundreds of years old and are considered invaluable to archaeologists and historians.
Patung-patung itu mempunyai nilai sejarah atau barang itu mempunyai nilai sejarah yang sangat bermanfaat untuk perkembangan pendidikan terutama seni kriya di Bali. Pengetahuan kita tentang sejarah tentu akan bertambah.
The Indonesian government is encouraging temples and historical sites to step up their security. Officials said they are also working together with their counterparts in other countries to ensure that stolen artifacts which end up in the hands of foreign buyers are eventually returned to their rightful owners.